This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, happy Grandpa's Day, everybody. Well, Super Don, anyway. Grandpa's Day. Are you still walking around with a cane, Grandpa? How you doing, old man?
What do you mean, still walking around? I haven't gotten there yet. I guess you could say happy Grandpa, because, listen, you can't be a grandpa without being a dad, right?
I think that's right. Let me do the math on that. Hold on. Let me pause and think. It's a Sunday afternoon on the East Coast, in the morning in the West. The mind is slow to start, right? If you've woken up early, late, whatever, if you slept in, maybe you've had a big brunch or breakfast and you've gone all bougie, according to the millennials. Yes, that's right. You have to be a dad to be a grandpa. Okay, I'm with you. Caught up with the Super Don.
Happy Father's Day, Robert.
Yes, thank you. So my son slept in till about now. He's just doing the teenager. I'm on summer break and I'm not waking up, right? We had a great time yesterday. It was a mini road trip. We got to see our good friend, Dr. Marlene Siegel. She's the Pasco vet. We've had her on before. And she's also going to be featured at the Truth About Cancer Live in Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And it was her 60th birthday yesterday. So happy birthday. And a lot of fun was had by all, except that there was this massive rainstorm that, you know, these things happen in the summer where we are. And they had a hole in the roof. What is that? I'm fixing a hole. What is that? How's that song go, Superdon? Can you sing that for me?
I have no idea.
Come on. I think it's a Beatles song. I'm fixing a hole where the rain's coming in to stop my mind from wandering.
You're Mr. B-side, you know? It's like, I don't know that song.
Will go. Come on, man. You don't know that?
No.
And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong.
A Beatles
right.
song about a hole
where
in the roof.
I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Come on, I can't be the only... This is crazy. You are a real old grandpa now. We don't want the dementia to sit in.
Jesus.
I know, it's crazy. Anyway, so the roofer comes in, fixes, covers, patches a little leak, and when we get there, evidently that one leak was fine, but for some reason the water ended up going elsewhere in this other room, just flooded. It was like she had a second pool in her house. And I'm just a brag on Marlene Siegel, because not that she, I don't know if she'd want me to or not, but at 60, she's just having a great time with all the people at her party. She's looking around, this thing's flooding, smile doesn't even leave her face. She's like, oh, well, whatever, you know, and just having a great time as friends are trying to, you know, squeegee the water out. I'm like, you know, that's a great example. I talk about sometimes water running off of a duck's back, you know, not allowing it to impact you in that way. And that was, at least at that moment, a real good example of what we could all do in the case of a crisis, that somehow we don't panic and we enjoy the time that we have while we're here. And it was a lot of fun. So happy birthday, Marlene. I didn't plan to even tell that story. It was just a brief version of, hey, you know what? Don't panic, folks. Stuff happens all of the time. You figure your way through it. And we've got, by the way, this show today is going to be monumental. I got another dad coming on next hour, cool dad. He's known as Not a Doc, Chris Barr. He's back. And I've been wanting to cover the subject of vitamin C-mo therapy with him. In fact, when he was visiting some months ago, We did some shows together, and something happened with the audio recording of the one I did about this topic of vitamin C chemotherapy. And I'm thinking, Super Don, it was so controversial that the world was not ready to hear it. That, I'm serious. This is how serious it was.
Like divine intervention there?
Yeah, or the negative power said, no, we're not going to let you say this stuff, because if people knew this about vitamin C, they would not like it. And we're talking about people that are pro-vitamin C, okay? So we're going to go to a controversial place in space. If you need a safe space, get it now. Put on your safety helmet, goggles, whatever you got to do. Next hour, Chris Barr and I are going to tackle some controversial issues surrounding that thing called vitamin C or vitamin C chemotherapy. Right, you know, we should be taking it lighthearted and easy today. It's Father's Day. What are we doing working here? Huh? Whose idea was this?
You know what? It's a dirty job if somebody's got to do it, right? That's what fathers do, right? They always got to do the stuff that needs to be done.
You muck in the mud, you cut the grass, you dig in the garden, whatever you got to do. But I want everybody to be able to do that.
Do you now, change dirty diapers too?
I did. I was the first one to change the diapers
there
of my
you go.
Son.
See, yeah. That's a real yeah. dad right there.
So what are we going to do today? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to wish your dad a happy Father's Day, you can call in and wish him that on the Robert Scott Bell Show if you'd like. We're open today for the next couple hours. Also, we're going to tackle some controversial subjects because that's what we do here. Number one on the list relates to, of course, vaccine issues. And something specific about vaccine issues that lends itself to, I don't know, maybe a musical accompaniment.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. The magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra, abracadabra, yo!
At this point, anytime the topic of herd immunity and vaccination comes up, I think of, like, magic shows in Las Vegas. Sleight of hand tricks. I mean, that's really, that's the image that should come to mind when you hear people saying, you know what, you're just irresponsible because your kids are not vaccinated and they're going to get all of the other kids sick. I mean, again, it's magic, it's sleight of hand, it's a crock of you know what. And there's a headline in this article at, I don't know what this Halsey News is, Super Don, you sent it to me earlier today to review, and I'm just like, what is this article? I didn't know whether to like it or hate it.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's actually, it's kind of trying to think right, but I don't think the thoughts were all the way thought out. Maybe because it's Father's Day or something, and they just went, I'll let that fly. A loss of herd immunity led to Alexandria. Now, for me, the worldly guy that I am, my first thought was, oh, this is going to go into really historical perspectives on disease going back to Alexandria, not Virginia, but Egypt. My first thought was pyramids, Egypt. Was there a mass die-off in Egypt that they're going to blame herd immunity had worn off? I mean, that's where my head was at, Superdon. I'm just telling you, when I saw that, and so I thought, okay.
You're a few thousand miles off.
Right, right. Because then they have a picture of Jim Carrey and my girlfriend. What was her name? Remember her girlfriend?
You can't draw a blank and then ask me because we've been working together so long that it's contagious.
No, I can't be
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy. I think her sister was in this picture. So I'm looking at the picture on this article. I'm going, are they? Because most of the time they put their pictures up and it's to discredit them for being anti-vaccine. So, again, there was things going on in my mind as I'm looking at this article, and I was feeling it energetically is what I'm trying to say here before I even read it. Because as I read it, it got more confusing. Yet I kind of know where the author was going. The hypocrisy of the political left, he says, knows no boundaries. All right, so now we can take it that this guy is more of a conservative right side of the political equation. All right, so we can establish that. And they talk about radicalization, relentless radicalization. I like that as an alliteration. So that's not bad, relentless radicalization. He brings in the gun control issue. This idea of gun control, we just got to control guns, like Terry McAuliffe said. Right after the shooting, we've got to look at this. There are just too many guns on the street. And of course, if there weren't guns in the hands of those Capitol policemen, it would have been an absolute slaughter of congressmen and senators there at that point. So you would have to think, well, more guns in this case would be better. Maybe somehow he could tie this into this concept of herd immunity, right? The argument is that the more you are vaccinated, the more everybody's vaccinated, the 90%, the 95% threshold, the less opportunity for disease to spread. Let's step aside from the fact that there's no evidence to support artificial herd immunity. The only time herd immunity is ever actually acknowledged and observed is in the so-called natural acquiring of disease, and it's burning out as the disease itself burns out as people overcome it. Now they develop antibodies naturally to it. So there's a little bit of artificiality in talking about vaccine-induced herd immunity, which we've argued against for a long time. But he's trying to kind of relate that to say, you know what, you want to ban guns, but wouldn't that be the same as your thought form of banning vaccines? Because then wouldn't disease come back into play? And so where he's confused is that vaccines have not, in fact, reduced disease. They've actually created new diseases, chronic diseases, but he didn't go there. I'm not going to criticize him too heavily because of it, because he's probably just a conservative pundit, not necessarily someone that focal points on the immune system and vaccines and issues that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What I've argued is that vaccines can reduce or suppress the expression of a given disease based on a certain set of parameters that they like. It'll ignore the ones that they don't like. But it doesn't actually prevent disease. It creates and causes more disease. But I kind of got the sentiment of where you were going, because then he's arguing on the gun control issue. Well, if they think everybody should be vaccinated to prevent disease, why don't they think everybody should have a gun to prevent gun violence? Right? Because there's a level or threshold he's arguing for that says, you know what? If X percentage of people had guns and you thought only maybe 10% of the people didn't, how likely would it be that you're going to go out into the world and think you're going to succeed at shooting up anything? Because 90% of the people around you are also packing heat and ready to use it. So I get the sentiment, Super Don. It's an interesting argument. It's just not fully formed. But on the gun control issue, I agree. The more firearms the bad guys know that are out there in the hands of the population, the less likelihood they're going to go out and start shooting things up, because they realize they're not going to get away with it. They're likely going to be taken out, like the Capitol Police took out that guy, whatever his, I don't even want to mention his name, last week at the baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, not Egypt. All right, Super Don, did we make it through our first Father's Day segment of the day? Did I survive it?
Yes.
Yeah, I just trying to be methodical about how it was a confusing article. But taking it into the gun control realm, I do like where he was going. Okay? All right, so we got some junk science coming up related to fat. We love fat here. We even love saturated fat here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but somebody else doesn't.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The American Heart Association is setting the record straight in the long-running debate over the healthiest fats. A recent New York Times study found that 72% of Americans think coconut oil is healthy, but guess what? You'd be wrong. Only 37% of nutritionists agree with that. The Heart Association says replacing saturated fats found in coconut oil or butter with vegetable oils like corn or peanut oil can lower cardiovascular disease by about 30%. That's about the same amount as a cholesterol-lowering statin drug.
Oh, gosh. Super Don. This is like, not really, this is where they're going on Father's Day. They're going to tell all the dads they can't have, you know, if they're not vegetarian, of course, can't have burgers grilled out, full fat, right? You can't put butter on your whatever, right? Pancakes, whatever. I mean, this is a sad song and dance routine that the American Heart Association discredits itself by still clinging to. And, of course, they say nutritionists agree with what the AHA is saying. No, not nutritionists. Dietitians agree. They still believe aspartame is better than whole, unprocessed, organic, raw sugar, for instance. We'll get into some diabetes a little later, I promise. But, wow, this is a full onslaught. This is a head-on slot into the world of fat. And they are desperately clinging to your ignorance if you are not a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show to fall for it. Coconut oil as unhealthy as beef fat and butter. On the BBC News, and this is making the rounds all over the mainstream media news, Super Don. Did you notice that? It's everywhere
yes.
right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's interesting because in the headline, as unhealthy as beef fat and butter.
Yeah.
So in order for this to even have a shred of credibility, you've got to prove to me that beef fat and butter is bad for you first.
Yeah.
Which is... Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, of course. But it's not, because the only thing they're clinging to here is the same old tired cholesterol anthology.
Right.
Same cholesterol lie that has been perpetrated since the beginning, because the Sugar Association says, you know what, we want to really have a marketplace here. Don't say anything bad about us. Just basically vilify fat, and then everybody will start glomming on to sugar because the food will taste so horrible without fat that they're going to need sugar. And that's, of course, this is how this thing played out. Soft drink companies, Coca-Cola, etc., pulled this wool over the American people's eyes and much of the Western world. The health myth that they're referring to is not that coconut oil is good for you. It's that essential fats, including saturated fats, are bad, or especially saturated fats, all because it could elevate cholesterol levels. But remember, elevated cholesterol, they don't know what that is for you, because they don't do a lineage check down the genetic line to your mom and dad and grandma and grandpa all the way back to find out what was a normal level for you, because everybody is different. And it doesn't acknowledge the fact that the scientific studies are showing that higher cholesterol levels tend to correlate very strongly with longevity and much fewer incidences of dementia and Alzheimer's and neurological degradation diseases. Saturated fats are good for you. They're necessary for you. And yet they vilify it. Why? Because they're lazy. They're lazy and anti-intellectual. At the American Heart Association, any doctor that still prescribes for you a statin drug is not using the sense that God may have given him or her. And dietitians, don't even get me started. I'm just going to leave it there. Yesterday, I had organic cheesecake at Dr. Marlene's birthday party. And the guy that made it was amazing. It was the most unusual cheesecake. It also had habanero peppers in it.
Wait. Yeah. What?
What? It had habanero peppers in it, but it was very mild. It wasn't like what? It was a super fiery. It was like it was a real interesting. It's like a Food Network experiment that went right.
Dude,
it
that's right. Sacrilege. Habaneros and cheesecake?
It was good. But it was so subtle. It wasn't like it was fiery. I'm telling you, it was really good. By the way, this morning, Super Don, I had ghee, G-H-E-E, on my pancakes, organic whole grain pancakes that I made, and ghee, which is clarified butter, which takes all the moisture out of the butter, makes it even more fat. And of course, coconut oil as well. Add to that coconut oil. Yes! Super Don, I'm the champion of saturated fat today. Yesterday to today. Call me Mr. Saturated Fathead.
Yeah, this article talks about beef dripping. You are the king of beef dripping.
I didn't do any beef, but okay, no, I got the sentiment. No, okay. I did this. Anyway, folks, like I said, the lies of the mainstream media about fats, amazing that they still think they can get away with it. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially not on Dad's Day. If you got a dad to wish a happy Father's Day, you could call us or send a message through the social media at RS Bell Media on Twitter. RobertScottBell.com, Cap Morgan's putting the notes together. We got an announcement when we come back about an upcoming event. If you missed the show on Friday, big time. You want a holiday in Curacao with me? We got one coming. Stand by.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barretero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Right now it's taking us to Father's Day. Those of you listening live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this begins our broadcast week, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCN, our home and broadcast syndication, and affiliates around the country and around the world. Archives available shortly thereafter. And come on down, robertscottbell.com, wide open for you, including archives available there, too. Let's see, what's going on today besides Father's Day? You and Switzerland, Super Don. This is the one thing that got you softened up on the idea.
You know, you're never going to forget this, are you?
Never. No, it was a historic day when we started teasing you about, hey, what if somebody wanted to fly you to Switzerland and they offered to give you a coffee enema? And you're like, well, you know, it was the first time it wasn't.
In exchange, yes.
Yes, it was the first time it wasn't like a resounding no! Not even going to. So, anyway, we found a little bit of a chink in your.
And as you put it, the day that it happened, I softened my stance.
Yes, he did. Well done. Sphincter control. Okay. I can't continue. I can't go on. Today is the day. I don't know if you got the email, but the Holistic Health Symposium out of Switzerland that I'm involved in. Today is the day. I'm the featured dude. Holistic Health Summit. Have more energy, boost your metabolism, achieve weight loss naturally. Miriam Fratiani, who we had on last week, she interviewed me. It's a video interview, folks. So if you want to learn nuances and new angles to the discussions that we have here on the show, sign up. It's free, and you can watch me today right after the show. Don't do it yet, but you can sign up now while you're listening to the show. That's fine, too. There's a banner, and it'll take you to the Holistic Health Summit. Give me your email. You'll get a link immediately. You can watch it. And, of course, it's tinyurl.com/holisticrsb. That'll get you there in case you're not doing it. Direct link from robertscottbell.com. So trying to help you out there. Now, what else is going on? We got some other upcoming events. August the 27th. I think that's our next major event. Cancer Prevention Convention. And that's basically in Detroit, Michigan. And it's second annual. The first one was great. We had it in Michigan as well. We're going to be back up there. Ty Bollinger will be there and many others, good folks will be there as well. And so we've got links up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com. Scroll down till you see it. The new edition, the biggest, baddest new edition ever that I've ever been a part of, is very exciting. Outside, of course, the truth about cancer. And the only reason that this is big in that sense is that it's going to be in Curacao. I'm thinking, whoa, really? You want me to come to Curacao and do some presentations, do some radio broadcasts and help people know about this? Absolutely, I'm in. Dr. Sunil Pai, good guy. He wrote Inflammation Nation. He has organized a full-on, all-inclusive resort, organic, plant-based meals the whole week. I don't have to worry about food. I can go somewhere fun, and I don't have to worry about making my own food. Or getting it, or scrounging, or scavenging. Super Don, you don't know. This is miraculous.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. So Food is Medicine Curacao. It's September 17th through the 23rd. So think about it. We're now, if you're listening live, we're in June, July, August, September. You've got time to plan and prep for this, but you want to sign up today. Even if you're not sure you're going to go, because there's no money due to like, I think the 10th of August. So you've got time anyway. But the point is, sign up today, because if you do and you enter the code RB0700, RB0700, and it's in the notes, you can do it. You'll save $300. Yeah, and you don't have to pay anything yet. So the thing is, you can sign up even if you're thinking about going. I would say sign up now so that you don't lose the slot and you save the money that you would otherwise not if you don't do it. Again, if you've been thinking about a lifelong vacation, not only to have an amazing all-inclusive resort, just great time. You also will learn healing and learn cooking, and it's just going to be amazing. So anyway, folks, sign up. Food is Medicine Curacao, September 17th to 23rd. We'll have Dr. Pai back on to talk about it some more as the in the coming days, weeks, and months. Truth About Cancer Live 2017, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Orlando, Florida this year. And it's going to be 3 days of live, the most amazing lineup you'll ever see, including Paul Bertero from Echo Water, and Dr. Marlene Siegel for the first time on that stage, going to be talking about pets and cancer. Pets and cancer. So really cool stuff coming up, and that's only a snippet of it. You want to stay in touch with us at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL,
866-939-2355. Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I got something to say.
That means it's comment of the day time. Who struck with the comment of the day, Super D? Who struck today?
Oh, well, it's our buddy, Steve A.G.
Steve Ag, or A.G. for silver, for our gentum. We love Steve. And he's got a great comment. He says, what's up, RSB and Super D? Another comment for you. I guess a bit of a rant. I think we can deal with a bit of a rant on Father's Day, don't you?
Yeah, we can do rants. Fathers like to rant, don't they?
I'm sure there are no moms listening, so we're in good company here, right? Something has been nagging me at me since the Virginia shooting, Steve says. Every time someone mentions the left or right, Democrat or Republican, it creates an artificial divide before any conversation begins. At that point, the standard issues of each side come out, even if they don't pertain to the topic at hand. We all get the one side hates women and the environment, and the other hates freedom and limited government. Now that that is established, moving on. Right? Don't you love it when discussions start that way? I know what you think.
All too often.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We don't dig that all that much either, Steve. We're with you. Considering the majority supposedly identify as independents, Steve says, why do we still seem to have most conversations around the illusion of a two-party system? People say it's all rigged, but then go back to doing battle with the other side when that nerve is struck. I feel it would help the dialogue along if we stopped acknowledging a system only out to divide and distract and start dealing with the issues alone, separate from any affiliation. Ooh, Steve, you're probably like now on a list somewhere for saying that. You know that, Steve. That's a very dangerous way to think. Independently. Truly independently. Having the ability to question, to ask, to not accept things on face value, or if they're thrown out at you with enough emotion and vigor and violence even, you question that? That can't be. But, Steve, you asked the right question. You absolutely asked the most important question of all. It's like, can we get beyond the Hegelian dialectic? Right? Can we move beyond the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis by overlords controlling and manipulating you through your emotional beliefs and fears to be molded into something that they want, controlled into something that they want, not what you want necessarily, not what's best for you, but what's best for the theoretical herd, including herd immunity. We're all moo cows to the elitist overlord globalists. And they're playing the left versus the right and the right versus the left. Sometimes I have to talk to my son about this because he really gets into it. He's so disgusted by the whole snowflake thing. Of course, he's a millennial, right? Young kid, teenager still. But he didn't get hammered with vaccines, so he can still think clearly and critically. And so but sometimes I go, kid, you just got to back off and let it go. Relax. Relax. You're getting too caught up in the left-right paradigm because now you're seeing people as groups instead of as individuals. And even though that individual on the left perhaps may be over-identifying with his group or her group on the left, you've got to get them out of that space to talk human to human. And I think this is what Steve AG is intimating and wanting, and I want that too. I think it's a great, not only idea, but it's the only way we can get beyond this thing. Now, Steve continues. He says, it seems to be trendy to say, I'm awake, but how many people really are? If we keep giving credence to the systems that awoke us in the first place, where is the population ready to simply say no to the paradigm but not acknowledging its existence? Resistance should begin with the people not allowing the other side to lay out the ground rules of the debate. See, another great point. Steve is so on point. That silver is working for you, Steve. You have to frame the debate because if it's framed for you, you're arguing in somebody else's box and you don't even know it. That's part of the Hegelian dialectic. People yelling at each other, whether it be on CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, CBS, NBC, etc., CNN, they're framing the debate for you. Step outside of that box, as Ty Bollinger says. Go outside the box, and you begin to see the reality, and you kind of step outside their cage match and let them go at one another. You don't want to participate in that. It's very dangerous. Could be deadly. The Health Ranger talks about that. Don't go to the heart of a protest. You could end up a victim of what ends up happening if somebody else incites violence. Agent provocateurs, right? This is how the Hegelian dialectic is played. You got a tinderbox ready to go at any moment. Somebody's paid to go in there and strike the match. And then it's on. You don't want to be there for that. And that's what we're talking about, stepping outside of the dialectic. Steve continues, I guess what I'm hoping is that people stop using the language that supports their continued enslavement and look to the bigger picture. Yes, beautifully said, Steve. P.S. In week 2 of the Silver Aloe Protocol, hope to share some results in the coming weeks because the power to heal is mine. What do you think, Super D? Steve, right on, man.
Yes. And I mean, I think he echoes the sentiments of a lot of people, including you and myself. When is that day going to happen? I think this is ultimately he's searching for the answer, at least the opinion that we might have on, you know, when is this going to happen? Well, we've been asking that for a long time.
Yes.
You know, we sort of, you know, we have hope every once in a while when you see something like a Ron Paul come along.
Yeah.
and then that two-party system that, you know, it does exist. And you kind of you have to acknowledge that it's there because it is there. But it's not about whether it's there or not. It's about what you do with it or how you try and talk to other people about it. When you're from the outside looking in, you acknowledge that it's there, but you want to point out and try and get people to see what a farce it is, right?
Yes.
And so you do the best that you can. I think.
But then do you just go right back into the box?
Well, no. Well, you know what? When you're outside of that box, you know, you're in whatever box you decide to put yourself in. Mm-hmm. In reality, it's a box outside of a box sometimes, I think, is where people find themselves. But, you know, I think a lot of people have just kind of just become disenfranchised because it's been going on for so long. It's a hard uphill battle. But the younger generation comes along, and there's always hope
they're
that
agitating.
At some point it's gonna come apart.
Well, the question is, who defines your reality? Yeah, who defines it for you? Who puts you in the box, or what box do you agree to get in and argue all the four corners of it before obliterating the box, stepping outside of it and going, I'm not going back in? I know, that's the toughest thing. And I've been saying this, as you say, Super Don, for many years, including about the fallacy of voting. No, your power is to not consent to the box at all and watch it disappear of its own accord or collapse of its own accord. We'll be back.
Masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Black Soil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Next hour, Chris Barr, not a doc. We're going to talk about vitamin C, Mo therapy. Hide the kids. You thought you knew what vitamin C was, where it is. I mean, even scurvy. Oh, my gosh, the stuff we're going to reveal next hour. You want to talk about shocking? Yes, you will be shocked. So don't listen unless you like to know what's really going on. We're going to obliterate the vitamin C Mo therapy box next hour. Let's see. Oh, Patsy sent in a link from 2015 in response to our opening already today. About the fat story, right? The American Heart Association, the dunderheads over there going, oh, fat's bad. Stay away from coconut oil. It's so dangerous. In the meantime, I'm down in coconut oil. I'm swishing with it. I'm adding it to my pancakes along with full fat, organic ghee, clarified butter. And I neglected to mention organic, whole, unprocessed, full fat yogurt on top of all that. How's that for a fat head today, huh? Did I do my fat head duty?
What a rebel you are, huh?
I'm a rebel with a lot of fat. And look at me. Do I look very fat? I'm kind of slender. It's kind of crazy as much fat as I eat. But there you go. These are, again, the Hegelian dialectics of the nutritional world. They pit coconut oil against beef tallow or beef fat, right? And they say somehow they make something bad, and here
they make it. They use the term, and I haven't seen this in a long time. Beef dripping.
Beef dripping, right?
Dripping.
And then they
dripping.
Turn you into like, well, you should be eating sunflower oil. Of course, if you cook
corn.
With sunflower oil or corn oil, GMO corn oil, and of course, a high in omega 6, very pro-inflammatory, and if you heat it up, you're going to destroy it. You're going to, you know, whatever benefit you might have gotten is gone as you create trans fats. These saturated fats are stable, and they will not break down into those nasty things, nasty components. Now, growing up in a USDA subsidized public school government indoctrination system, do you remember the little cartons of milk that you would get with your school lunch?
Of course.
You do too.
Yes.
I would always make sure I got the chocolate milk because I couldn't stand the taste of whatever they called milk in there, and I didn't know any better.
Yeah, and the chocolate was the one that always ran out. So if you were like one of those classes that got to lunch, like third or fourth or something like that, you never got the chocolate milk.
I know. It was like awful. The only thing that made it drinkable was adding chocolate sugar to it. Of course, every once in a while, if I didn't, I'd have a little bag of Nestle's Quick. Remember the pink stuff, the strawberry milk stuff?
Oh, sure.
You can pour some in there. I mean, just to tell you how just debased my upbringing was in terms of quality of food. As I said, it wasn't until I was in my teen years and I went to Israel. I visited a kibbutz. and I had milk right from the cow that went right into the cold refrigerated vats, and they put it on tap. And I was like, I drank this thing full fat. I'm like, this is like drinking ice cream. What is this? This is not like any milk I've ever had in my life. Again, until you go back to raw, fresh, real milk, you won't know this. But who was the guy that went out and asked the question about chocolate milk, by the way?
Well, this is this is a survey that was done from this is a, some kind of a thing called Food and Wine. And they went out and they did this study and asked people about where milk came from, and specifically where chocolate milk came from. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't think it was rocket science. You know, where does chocolate milk come from? I realize some people, if you ask them, where do eggs come from, they tell you Safeway, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, okay, so they don't quite understand
my
or
upbringing,
whatever.
I know.
Usually those
City
are
slicker.
Kids. Yeah. These are adults. And so they asked them, where, do you know where chocolate milk? Well, 48% of the respondents weren't sure where chocolate milk came from. And 7%, 7% thought they had the answer. They had it nailed, you know, you weren't going to trick me with this question, because they said that they thought that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
You're making that really
I
what they said.
I am not making that up. 7%. So listen, if you extrapolate that out to the population of the U.S., that literally would mean approximately, let me make sure I got this number right, 321 million people. Let's see, out of 320, that means 22 million people think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Are those the same people that think the world is flat?
It must be.
Probably the same people.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
It's 22 like, million people?
Where does whipped cream come from? Cows that you whip, right? Silly, of course. So that's what's happening out there. Folks, again, Patsy, thanks for sending that article from 2015 about cholesterol being taken off the naughty list. As we said here, and we've known for many years, one of the first media outlets ever to cover this, cholesterol's not bad for you. It's actually good for you. Stop trying to lower it. Eat healthy. Of course, the issue with cardiovascular disease is not cholesterol. It's inflammation within the arteries. It's a lack of silica. It's a lack of selenium, etc. We'll get to Chris Barr, and we'll talk about the dangers of vitamin chemotherapy, or if not the dangers, what it really isn't, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.